The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Hold on, let me light this, because I gotta tell you this story about this. So, for about a year of waking up every day, watching Rocket Warriors, making sure I get up at 6 o'clock for when it comes on, I'm ready. I watch it, then I go to school. Now, we're at the peak of the show. It's pretty much the last two episodes. You can tell they're cutting it down to the last two episodes.
They've announced it. You're at the beginning of the final two episodes.
I wake up at 6:30, 6 o'clock, turn on the channel, get ready for Ronin Warriors to get to where he finally fights the boss. Bananas in Pajamas came on and took over. Bananas in Pajamas took over.
You just brought back some trauma, dude. Some real childhood trauma, dog.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't trust anybody for a long time after that shit.
For about a good 3 weeks, I woke up at 6.
There's no internet. There's no forum. There's nobody.
There's no way before you can find out or anything. So I woke up for about 3 weeks at 6 o'clock, hoping that was a glitch. And they're going to put my last two episodes on. Nigga, Bananas in Pajamas hit because you heard of Bananas in Pajamas. Everybody has.
It never again hit the light of day.
Never hit again the light of day. Another network or nothing.
So you've never seen the last two episodes?
Never seen the last episode.
Can we see if the last two are out?
I don't even want to watch them because I forgot. So it was literally so much leading up. Like Dragon Ball?
Somebody's done a YouTube recap.
Let me tell you the feeling it is. You've been watching all the way up into the Boo saga. Gohan's been eaten by Majin Boo. Kid Boo's around. And now it's Vegito. Or the one where they use where they learn how to fuse.
The earrings.
Earrings. And they don't show it no more. And you don't hear about Dragon Ball no more.
Ever again.
That's how much of a buildup it was.
Was it American made or was it like imported?
Imported English dub. I wasn't reading at that time.
So then the last two episodes are somewhere, dude.
Oh, no, it's on Tubi.
It's on Tubi. But I'm so traumatized by it. I'm good.
No, I had to watch it. I had to.
I'm not.
I had to find closure in that saga.
Come on, Boo. You might find some healing if you watch those last two, dude.
Tim.
No, you don't.
But back to the subject. It starts of you know.
Samurais.
We could talk space samurai, which are them Star Wars, them Jedis.
But this goes to our next point. This goes to our next point, which I know Boo is about to bring up right now.
Dude, Tim, okay. I will ask Josh and Roth a simple question. When you hear the word Samuel L. Jackson, does it relate in any way, shape, or form to you guys as a samurai, as in samurai culture?
Of course.
No. Not off the top of my head.
No. He was just Afro Samurai. You cannot find a movie where this man has wielded a samurai sword.
He hasn't done this anywhere.
He hasn't done this. Nobody. And popped.
No.
No, me and Tim had to talk about that, bro.
But he was a Jedi.
That's a lightsaber.
That's a lightsaber.
That's what I said.
It's not full Tang, bro.
And that's what I'm saying. If we want to pull that card, if we want to sit there and honestly say that Star Wars or space samurai, then that's the only way to get any clout as a space samurai.
Man, when you take the story of the samurai and look at the beginning of Star Wars, it's the same shit.
Where's the armor? Every samurai had armor. That hood ain't blocking.
But they had the force.
I've seen them.
The force blocks. It blocks bullets.
Samuel Jackson was actually in another samurai movie. It was called Paws of Fury. The Legend of Hank.
Jackson. What?
Yeah.
Oh, Boo.
No. Show me with him in the sword. Show me with the sword.
Does he have a sword in it? Yeah, that's the other thing.
Show me the sword with the sword. If he does, I take it all back. But then if he doesn't, Roth, oh. The fuck? It's a cartoon.
That doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Roth, listen. If that's the case, I would have said Afro Samurai.
Exactly.
If that's the case, I would have said Afro Samurai. But that's not an argument we're having. We're talking in a real movie.
I know.
All right, but back to this. The Edge of the True Name.
Roth is sitting there like. Roth is sitting there like, God.
His head outside, he's like, but in his head, it's like, but back to what we're saying. Nah, so I don't even like to even just because the Afro Samurai he was doing, they consider, I don't get it, but well, that's another argument we gonna get on about anybody who's, y'all think I'm a Samuel L. lover.
I mean, why not now? Why not get into it right now? We're talking about Samurai, we're talking about Samurai cred. We're also eventually gonna be talking
Tom Cruise got more. That was the last.
He's a famous.
He sure was. He was at least in a movie.
Hey, and Josh, when I say the N word, go ahead and put them dolphins up. I don't even want this going clip it. No, all right, no. So just put the dolphins up, okay?
No one's saying clip it. It's only when you go hard R.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, when you...
No, so trip out. No, like I said, Tom Cruise is the last bro, and he was white.
He was white,
but he was a real person, no?
Yeah.
Even Matt Damon.
Yeah, bro.
Even Matt Damon might have more cred, and it wasn't even a Japanese movie.
No,
it was The Great Wall.
The Great Wall, and that nigga was flinging samurai katanas.
No, it wasn't katanas, but it was bow and arrows, which is a prominent samurai weapon. It's what they use more than swords.
Matt Damon got more cred, bro. Ouch. That's what I'm saying, Ralph. I'm telling you, Samuel L. started to disappoint me when it comes to the Asian culture.
Ryan Reynolds has more
cred. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Wesley Snipes could have been Afro, but I think...
Let me tell you now. Sticky fingers, even. Ouch. Well,
you know, Wesley Snipes did have a samurai sword, didn't he, in Blade?
Yeah.
I mean, it might not even be a samurai sword.
It wasn't really a samurai sword. A katana has a kind of an edge to it. His was straight. It might have been. Look that up, Josh. This is the way you would ask it. Is Wesley Snipes' Blade sword a samurai sword?
Or just what kind of sword does Blade have?
While Josh is looking that up, shout out to the Big Comedy Network.
Please do follow. Please do like, subscribe, comment, all that good
It says it's a specially designed titanium blade with acid etching, a straight double-edged blade.
Yeah, see, it's not a katana.
Straight double-edged, yeah.
There we go. Straight, I told you, it's so straight.
It's technically a long sword.
Yeah, because this is why I know it was straight, because the best blade was the first one with him and Deacon. And that one was dope as hell, because when the blade landed in the rocks, it was straight up. It wasn't kind of angled into them rocks. You get what I mean? It was straight down in them rocks.
It was more like a European sword.
But even then, actual blade-wielding cinematic cred. Sam Jackson has never once cinematically held.
I got another one. Jahai White. Sorry how I messed your name up, sir. Please don't me up on the street when you see me. You're one of the real brothers that I would love to meet.
Please do not hurt me.
Bro, that fool said I'll Steven Seagal up. Steven Seagal don't want the smoke. He said it. Steven don't want the smoke. No, because here's why. If you look back at some old documentaries about him, when he's on the set, he's like, yo, so you did a couple of movies with Seagal back in the day. And word on the street is Seagal used to actually hit his stuntman, like, him up, right?
And he dared not hit you?
And he goes like, did he hit you? Oh, Steve, he looked right at the camera. Steven Seagal knew not to fuck with me. And even Joe Rogan's has said it. And then, but it's crazy, bro. Yeah, that fool's a real martial artist, and I respect him totally, and I ain't even in that field or that culture like that. But brother, you an honorary samurai to me, Nogle.
Dude, there's a funny story that Fabio talks about beating the as Steven Seagal. For hitting on one of his girlfriends or one of his wives.
But there was someone else who beat the up out of him, too.
A lot of people fucked but stars.
No, because someone beat up Van Damme, too. Someone beat up Van Damme back in the day in the New York club when Van Damme was at his peak. I ain't with nobody like that. I'm going to be a humble motherfucker. You'll never hear me on camera talking about these.
Well, we always talk about it. What the What'd you do? Somebody gets out.
First thing you're gonna do is grab that sword. That's all you can do.
Bro, I'm grabbing a katana sword, bro. Straight up, bro. I'm gonna try to be like Uma Thurman and Kill Bill. I'ma try to be like Afro Samurai. I'ma try to be like Jubei. I'ma try to be like
you're peeking, boo.
Peeking on your chin. I got some questions I want to ask you guys.
Sure.
All right.
In all the time we've known samurais and we've known all this dumb shit about what we think a samurai is or what we thought we knew what a samurai was or anything like that.
Are you recording?
Huh?
I was.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, you can't say nothing to me. I ain't Roth. Now.
No, okay. No. I was already trying. No. Listen. I was already trying to hold back when I see you adjusting it three different times. Like, what is Josh gonna do with it? And then you fucking drop that shit like an
Now that's what we were saying. Were samurais perfect back in the day? No.
Hell no.
Okay.
Don't piss off a samurai. I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, Tim right now is getting pissed. He's gonna kill me.
I'm gonna imbue sentience into my sword.
Shut up, we weren't talking. It doesn't matter.
Mail it to you. Have it slice your throat. Jesus Christ.
Josh, give us your take on samurais, bro.
How'd you get introduced? What do you think of them? You know, all that.
What's your
stuff.
Favorite? I mean, we don't give a fuck about Roth.
I was really into samurais in like middle school because learning about it in world history, to be honest. And then I finally saw, what was it, The Last Samurai, because that's all I could get my hands on. I was like, oh, like I was biased. I was like, so. Cool.
So all he knew is Tom Cruise is the last samurai. See what I'm saying? Tom Cruise got a whole generation thinking he the only one out there wielding katanas, bro.
Fill the gap in the market at the time. What else was there, you know?
Telling you, bro. And everybody got Samuel's thinking he out there can be out there Bushidoing. Out of here, bro.
Dude, I remember watching that movie as a kid, and my cousin, fresh to the country, he's here. You know, he's a kid. He don't know he's racist yet. And we're watching this movie.
What the
f- man? We're watching this movie. Now, here's the thing. I could be projecting. We're watching this movie, and I'm feeling for Tom Cruise's character, okay? I'm really feeling for this guy. And the romance between him and that one lady's going on. And homeboy's like, oh, you could do better. And I'm just like, yeah, man, you can't be saying. I was getting all defensive.
Why were you getting defensive for?
I think I probably developed a little crush on the actress at the time. But that movie was pretty big, man. It was everywhere. When
I even bought
out.
It on DVD.
Well, it was a good movie.
Oh, dude. Yeah, but this Roth, they can't say this like me and you. That movie was a 2 VHS, 3 VHS for me and Roth.
Straight out.
That shit was like thick, bro. That shit. Look here, I'll show you how thick it was because I still have the original Star Wars, I think the original Star Wars DVD, and that's how this is how thick it was for the samurai Tom Cruise. Now, that's how thick it was just for the just for two DVDs, just for the samurai movie, bro. So you had to, and then it was, you had to pop once it.
What do you think of samurai now, Josh?
I don't know, but I was gonna ask you guys what I think. What do you guys think of the Kurosawa movies?
Rashomon is the first one I saw. Really good, dude.
I'm blank.
And is referenced.
I'm a blank
in Ghost Dog.
Blank. This is like for the purists. I lost this is why it. I asked.
Yeah, this is for the movie nerds.
So I just got on my intelligence. No, you're not on point, boo. You're not on point.
Like seven, like wow, seven samurai.
Loaded like a.
Oh yeah, Rashomon. Dude, Yojimbo is so good.
Here's the thing: everybody's seen Kurosawa without having seen Kurosawa at this point. So much shit has like copied it. You know,
yeah, like Fistful of Dollars is a spinoff, not a spinoff, but it's an adaptation of Yojimbo.
Are you talking Cash, A Fistful of Dollars, and A Handful of Cash?
No, it was A Fistful of Dollars.
Now, back to this. What video game samurai would you say is your favorite?
Samurai Jack.
Video game. That's a cartoon.
When did they make it into a video game?
That's it's not like that. It's a decent game, but it's not like that's.
Let it go. Let the internet just completely make it. He's gonna Ross gonna make more money than everybody because he's gonna be Meme City.
What video game? He said Samurai Jack.
All right, but here's the thing. I'll tell you right now.
Not on point, Ross.
Yeah, I have some homies, bro. They're from Canada, bro. And me and Tim talked to them and interviewed them and asked them about Samurai. And they gave us some good pointers on some things. The first thing we asked them, when you remember, what's the first thing that comes to mind when we say the word samurai? And what did he say, Tim?
I know one of them was Dynasty Warriors.
Wow. All right, guys. Yeah, a note to yourselves, you kids that are listening, don't do drugs. Prime example.
And you guys are talking shit
and
about
doing
me.
Things, guys. Wow. Just don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs, kids. Now, the first thing he said was short knives. Then he recommended a character that I totally blew my mind was.
Oh, that was his favorite like weapon.
Was a short sword. But the question we asked him, Tim, see, there we go, kids. The question was asked, what is it? When we say the word samurai, what comes to mind? We didn't ask him what weapon. We only asked him. So, guys, like I said,
I thought you said we asked him what, like, what's the first game he thought of?
No, we asked him when it comes to mind the word samurai, what comes to mind for you? Because it was an open, and he said short sword.
So he
and then he said
swords.
Yashimitsu from Tekken.
Yashimitsu from Tekken. Nice.
Then he said, Then he said armor.
It's all coming back.
Samurai. That's why Star Wars can't be considered that because these is in robes. Fuck out of here. I love Star Wars, and I'm not even clarifying them. Is that fact?
Vader might be the only thing that is like really like on the nose samurai reminiscent.
Really close,
because
bro.
he's got like the makings of like the shoulder and the chest guards and shit like that.
Yeah.
And like the lines go down that way.
Mandalorian, yes, also.
Yeah, Gideon.
Yeah, Moff Gideon.
Well, since we brought it up, would you say the Mandalorian like? The way also takes its cues from like Bushido and stuff.
If you want to pull that one, I'll take that where the Mandalorians kind of follow the way of the Bushido, where it's a way of living. You live that way fully. You live the way of a warrior. You live the way of a
full commitment, like all discipline. Solo and everything.
All right, back to the subject at hand. Ninjas, are they ninjas? Is that a way of ninjas are a whole nother type of life, huh?
Well, so here's the thing. And now we're getting into like breaking down myths and like deconstructing what we like the samurai propaganda and stuff like that. There's been a long debate about like ninjas versus samurai. Lo and behold, ninjas are samurai. They're the same. Ninjas are spec op samurai is really all they are. Sometimes they didn't even really have different uniforms. They just had to be sure they were doing that. On the low.
If you want to watch the closest accuracy to a samurai in history on the big screen is Seven Samurai from 1954.
That's a Kurosawa film.
That's okay.
Yeah, dude, that's a Kurosawa.
I've never seen it, but it's the most realistic dictation of a samurai, bro. After that, you got Tom Cruise now.
Kurosawa movies pretty much like they shot samurai popularity, like they skyrocketed that because like they really honed in on all of the cool parts of samurai. Like they like hyped that up. And so while Kurosawa's Seven Samurai is the like rated as the highest like cinematic depiction, in that same notion, Ghost of Tsushima, as Boo and I have been playing for like eons now.
I'm like 400 hours in that.
Sucker Punch worked with Japan so much to get. Yes, Sucker Punch worked with Japan so much to nail everything right, or even creatively right, even if some things are off. Like the game has you doing haikus in a time century where it's not supposed to happen. But even then, Japan awarded Sucker Punch essentially cultural ambassadorship or something like that, where they're able to represent Japan outside of the country, is how good of a job they did with that game.
Now, here, let me give you guys a couple of movies. You got Ghost Dog, we've talked about, with Forest Whitaker.
Turner classic film by today's standards.
Is it all the Wu-Tang?
Oh, the whole Wu-Tang Clan is in it.
I'll say this much for it, dude. Music's great and cinematically nails it. It
shot great.
It really does try to be its own kind of Kurosawa-esque, like modern day. Yeah.
You got Ninja Scroll, guys. If you've never seen Ninja Scroll, it's easily top five animes of all time. You got some movies I've never seen, like Rurouni Kenshin.
Great series.
The Warrior Way was a good one, where it was about a samurai that's in the Wild Wild West.
Another good one, if you're into reading, I wonder if they're ever going to make it an anime series, or if they already have. I'm not caught up all the way, but another good one is Vagabond, which is based off of Musashi. That whole giant epic, which is what inspired like the five rules of the samurai, like Bushido code and stuff like that.
Get this book, guys, out there. It's Samurai, the Art of a Warrior. You'll love that.
It's not the Art of War.
It is not the Art of War.
No, it's not the Art of War. It's Samurai, the Code of a Warrior.
Different culture. Racist.
Transformers has Drift, which is a samurai transformer, which is cool.
And there's a bunch of samurai-inspired characters throughout comics, like Silver Samurai, right?
Yeah, from Wolverine.
Samurai Jack.
Dude, that's the only thing you've been watching ever, Samurai. That's twice I've heard you use that as your key point.
Hey, man, it's just your game up. Top 10.
You obviously ain't done no research.
No, the one that I liked was Kurozuka. Yeah,
but we're going to talk about some things that you thought you knew about samurai that you got up. Number one topic people think about a samurai being loyal.
Probably invented prison shanking, these guys.
Yes.
Hell yeah. They'll backstab you for a dollar.
For my lovely ladies out there listening to the Fat Signal, and by the way, if we have not said that to you, shout out to the lovely ladies. And
well, hold on. We probably got to provide a little bit of context for that first one, just a little bit before we move on. One of the biggest ways samurais were disloyal was the fact that, like, after Nobunaga got his shit wrecked, the entire nation was in a state of war. So you had shogunate at all different parts of the country trying to vie for power and backstab each other left and right, whether you were family or not.
Were men only samurai? Nope. Some of the best samurai were females.
Tomoe.
You got
Tomoe.
They just didn't fight in war.
They just
really
didn't fight in war, and they were called samurai ona how do you say it? Bugacious.
Super geishas. That's hard.
Ona Bugacious.
Tomoe, I forget her last name, but one of the most famous ones, Super Archer. Also featured as a character in Ghost of Tsushima.
Most samurai never lived the Bushido life.
The Bushido code was as hyped up an honor code probably as like honor among thieves and like that. And we're not historians. We're not cultural experts or anything. This is all through, like, you know, surface level research and YouTube and some books like that. But from what we gather, the Bushido code is something that got taught when samurai started to become popular. But like we said, since samurai weren't always loyal, it's not like they were always up to code.
All right, guys. Now another one. How rare were samurai back in the day? They were everywhere, guys. They were about 2 million samurai, which is about 10% of the population.
At some point early on, nobody wanted to be a samurai. The term samurai, which I don't know if is on your list, Boo, but the term samurai initially means culturally servant. Nobody Ooh. Wanted to be that.
Ooh. And by the way, cultural servant, we have the first and only black samurai that's known in history is Yasuke.
Go figure.
Figure that the black man is a number one samurai, number one under the sun, and he's a servant.
But one of the biggest,
you know why? Because he was taller than everybody and he was more intimidating than everybody because he was darker.
Yeah, he was like a mystical being to them.
He was really strong, dude. He was really fast. He was really
strong,
agile.
Really fast, and like pretty much
stop
like
being racist,
you know,
please.
And he learned how to yield the katana better than anybody else.
Great at his job.
Now, let me ask you guys a question in today's society. If a samurai is walking down the street, full gear.
Did you know Yasuke only lasted a year?
What do you mean?
He was only a samurai for a year. He was only a samurai for a year. When Nobunaga got cut down, he was able to escape the skirmish and no one knows what happened to him after.
He vanished off face of this earth.
That's kind of cool.
And he's famous still.
Yeah.
That's gang gang, bro.
That adds to the mythology of him, man.
That's pretty badass.
Yasuke was the first slave to ever break on foos. Homie. Hey, Yasuke was the first good to Kente, bro. He bit, bro. He was like, man, I ain't with this. He's like, hold on, bro. Wait a minute.
It's more like, oh no, he's done. There's nothing else here. I gotta go.
Peace, because I'm about to get chopped down next. I'm out. I'm like Forrest Whitaker and Ghost Dog. And I'm gone, bro.
Speaking of Ghost Dog and guns, do you have anything on guns on your list, Boo?
I would say the closest thing to a samurai that followed the way of a samurai. You want to know who's a more of a samurai than Samuel? Young Chris Bell in Equilibrium. He was at the samurai sword.
The samurai were not above guns.
No.
If anyone's ever heard of the Tanegashima, it's the first time I heard about it was in Metal Gear Solid 4. It's the flintlock pistol. The history is that on the Tanegashima Island, a bunch of like rifles like that washed up and they're like, huh, how about that? And they fully adopted it right away. At least Nobunaga did, because Nobunaga knew what was up. And that's how he came into power, with a few little skirmishes and gang load of gunpowder. Took over Japan like nothing.
Let me ask you a question. If just boom was walking in Hollywood in full samurai uni, you think he'd get stopped by the police?
Stopped by the police?
Yeah, they could shoot him. They'll kill him with the gun, with a bullet.
Yeah, it'll go right through.
You guys are already saying, yeah, he's going to get shot. I'm asking, is he going to get stopped?
Of course he'll get stopped.
Unless he pulls out the blade and it's sharp and shit, because for all they know, that blade could just be like a stick. They can't stop him right away.
So you guys are saying most likely they're going to with him to see if he's got a blade.
No, not necessarily. They cosplay all up and down Hollywood right now, dude.
Like, yeah, like at worst case, if they suspect something, they'll like go up to
African
like,
dude walking around in his normal tribe shit from Africa, like Shaka Zulu or something, and he walking down, you think he gonna get with?
They don't want that smoke, boo. Come on, the cops don't want that smoke.
They're gonna make sure the cameras are on and they're just gonna wait.
I can imagine when they pull over the samurai, they're gonna try to relate to him. My name is Officer Jason Sun. Like,
they roll up to him. What up? What's up, bad Sama? What's good?
What's up, Sama? If you run into a what clan you from, buddy? Bro.
What house do you belong to, sir?
Yeah, what house do you belong to, bro? Sir, this ain't Ghost of Tsushima. I played that, me and my son.
Where's your clan's flag?
Man. All right, now, here's another one. I got another question for you guys. I got another one. If you had to start a buddy cop samurai movie, who are you using? Anybody that's fake in real in history or fake history, but they're gonna be two samurai in this movie. Who are your two?
it would be like a cross between Yasuke and Last Samurai. It would be Idris Elba and Danny McBride.
Who's Danny McBride?
You, have you seen Pineapple Express?
Yes.
Black haired guy. One with this mustache.
Oh, yeah, from Tropic Thunder. And you're talking to exactly. Dude from Eastbound and Down. That's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, and who was with it?
Idris Elba.
Oh, my God. That would be freaking hilarious.
It would be so good.
Oh, that would be good.
I think I would do the guy from, the Asian dude from Harold and Kumar.
John Cho.
And then I would get Danny DeVito.
As like a sensei?
Yes. But Danny DeVito being the...
Okay.
I like the Danny DeVito. I was thinking about him too, but nah.
He's tiny, you know what I mean? I gotta get that little like Grogu type style.
He's already done Phil, you know. It would be like the same thing.
I like that, you know.
I gotta set the narrative up for mine, okay?
Okay.
So you can understand. It's a biker dude who happened to actually get transported to some kind of time warp and gets put back in 15th century Japan. And the first person is Stone Cold Steve Austin, would be the biker. And now his sensei for the 1 year would be Samuel Jackson is Yasuke.
He comes out from hiding.
Now, Stone Cold.
He's with Yasuke during his year.
That year, he's with Yasuke. And Stone Cold is learning the way of the samurai with Samuel.
And Yasuke's learning how to ride a bike so that he could run off with it at the end.
This has to get to Mexico and he's free, man.
I was going to say Mel Gibson. And Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Mel Gibson and Paul Rudd are samurai cops in a whole kind of like cyberpunk setting, like Afro Samurai.
Okay, so it's really hilarious that you mentioned this, because me and my buddy Ryan, for like the better part of 4 years, have been putting together, and you guys are going to see it soon, a goofy webcomic of literally two buddy cop samurais on bikes in a cyberpunk setting.
That's dope. Shout out to whoever created that.
Me and Ryan Jacinto. Look out for it.
Was it you? I didn't care then. I reshout my take back.
I take back my shout out.
I take back my shout out.
I'm retaking my shout out. I've already talked to Tim about plugging his spots on here.
We're going to talk after air, me and Tim.
This is not a commercial for you, Tim. Sorry.
All right, I got another one now for you. I got another question. Would you rather be a lackey to the best samurai?
Legend is Musashi. Yeah, so you would basically be the little kid.
You'd be his apprentice to Musashi, but you'd be his lackey. You'd be the one holding his carrying his around all the time.
Witnessing him get all the ladies. And you get none.
Or
that's how it would have been anyways.
You'll be known as, let's say, the Ezra Miller, the, you know, these that be wild.
The Ezra Miller of samurai?
Yeah.
So you'll just be lost in history and shit, basically.
The Amber Heard of samurai.
If I'm the apprentice to the number one, assuming I don't get killed first, then once he passes or once he moves on, oh, or no, retires, no,
Tim. If I wanted to be number one under the sun and Tim's the apprentice and this don't want to fight me, I'm bodying Tim just so he can fight me at his best.
During the age when samurai were in control, there wasn't a whole lot of like war going on necessarily, and they were doing like propaganda tours. Is what I call them. They were going around doing like contests and like that, right? Where they would show up to different towns, do little sword battles and like that. And that's partly where samurai got the reputation of they go to from town to town, start.
And they would kill at will.
You know, it's
they impose their law, their rules.
What Boo said is possibly not out of the realm of reality, but we're not experts.
There's like decent, I mean, recent history when it comes to samurai.
Do we have anything else left to say on samurai? What's the takeaway here? What, you know, we have an idea of like the kind of like fun, goofy we'd like to see as samurai. We also have a general idea of what we'd like to see in samurai moving forward altogether. But that's kind of general consensus stuff. It's like, you know, samurai is everywhere. What's the fat signal takeaway?
Samurai are cool, man.
They are pretty dope.
And if you guys ever have a chance, check out Ninja Scroll, the series.
Ghost of Tsushima. That's my recommendation.
Ghost of Tsushima is good.
Watch Ronin Warriors.
Yeah.
A lot of great material out there.
Star Wars aren't samurai. I don't want to hear my comments or any of that weird that Star Wars samurai or space samurai. You guys can eat a
take us away, Josh.
Just be good humans.
Hey, Roth, stop with that be good human. Seriously, bro.
Samurai weren't good humans all the time. Yeah, what do we gotta be?
Yeah, weirdo, be good humans.
Don't put that responsibility on us, dickhead.
Yeah. Yo, 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 yo.
What are?